This is Sunday Satsang, April 12th. Should call it lockdown Satsang. This is Sunday lockdown, lockout. Sunday lockdown Satsang. Says here, Sri Krishna is known by three names, that is Mukhyanam, Gonanam, and Madhuryanam. How do we differentiate between Mukhyanam and Madhuryanam? Well, this idea is in our Art of Chanting book on page 8, Gonamukhya Madhuryanam. So basically, Madhuryanam, Mukhyanam means our names of Krishna, like Govinda, Gopal, Ram, Srinanda, Nandan, Radhanath, Hari, Yashamati, Madan Mohan, Shamasundar, Madhav, Gopinath, Raja Gopal. These are all Mukhyanam. And Mukhyanam are primary. Mukhya means primary. And there's this, Gonanam is like describing Krishna's energy or his functions or affiliation with the material energy. Brahman, Parma, Ishwar, Jagannath, Jagadish, etc. The Creator, etc. But these, the Mukhyanam, Govinda, Gopinath, these are names that are connected with pastimes. So the person says, what's the difference between Mukhyanam and Madhuryanam? Mukhyanam may be in any one of the four rasas. Maybe a ras, maybe Mukhyanam, his names like Raktak and Patrak are servants of Krishna's house in Braj Lila Raktak. So Raktak Ananda. You know, Krishna can be called Raktak Ananda, one who gives bliss to Raktak. So that's Mukhyanam, because it's Krishna with his. The name is about Krishna's devotees and it's preem giving, but it gives dasyarati. And then you can say, like we say, Yashomati Nandan. Yashomati Nandan, that's Mukhyanam also, but that's not Madhuryanam because that's Vatsalya. Vatsalya Rati, Vatsalya Bhav, Yashomati Nandan. Or Yashoda Nandan, or Nanda Dulal, the beautiful child of Nanda. So that's Mukhyanam, that's full of Leela, it connects Krishna's devotees and Leela, but it's Vatsalya Bhav. And Sakyaras is Arjun Sakha, or oh, there's so many names I can't think just now. But Madhuryanam, like the person said, the question is, how do we differentiate between Mukhya and Madhurya? So that all these, there's Mukhyanam and Dasyaras, Mukhyanam and Vatsalyaras, Sakyaras and Madhuryaras. And I just gave examples of some. So Madhuryanam is also Mukhyanam. It's a primary name. It gives Krishna prem and reveals Krishna's pastimes and his eternal associates. So, but Madhuryanam is connected with Krishna in Madhurya Ras. So Gopinath, that's Krishna and the Gopis, or Prananath. We say, and that's Shikshasingam, Prananath. Prananath means Krishna, he's the Lord of Radharani's Pran. Madan Mohan, he's the Cupid. Tracks Cupid, Bueller's Cupid. And the best Madhuryanam is the name Krishna, Hari. They're full of Leelas. Hari Krishna Ram. Ram means Radha Raman. or Raman, Raman Bihari. So these three names are Mukhyanam. The Maha Mantra we chant is Mukhyanam and Madhuryanam, both in one. It's full of Leela, Radha and Krishna meeting together. Krishna stealing Radharani's mind, Hari plays his flute and steals Radharani's mind away from her housework. She runs into the forest. Krishna, Karshan, Krishna attracts Radharani into the forest. And she sees him, and her senses become totally satisfied. And he becomes in bliss and becomes excited for romantic activities. And then he pulls her to his side. Hari takes away her shyness and bashfulness, because Hari means steal or take away. Takes away her shyness and her reluctance, her contrary mood, Hari. And then he enjoys Raman. Ramana means prasanga, intimate, loving activities with Raman Bihari Shaman Ramani Radha. So this is the Maha Mantra. So these names, Hare Krishna Ram, are the mantra for those on the path of Madhurya Ras. And constantly chanting and meditating on these names and the Leela that is represented in these three names, the best form of worshipping Krishna. Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, Rupa Goswami. There's some nice little pastimes here we can see. This is Ujjala Nilamani, chapter 15. It's about Radha and Krishna, they're chanting. Asaki tells Krishna, Asaki goes to Krishna and reports Radharani's condition. O Krishna, when you're out tending the cows in the pasture, Radharani spends her day longing to see you again, fixing her eyes on the path where you will return with the cows. Radharani is engaging her tongue and repeating the two syllables, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Radhika's ears yearn to hear this, are hankering to hear the sound of your flute, and her heart is fixed in the happiness of thinking of you. So that's how we should chant. We should chant the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, with our ears yearning to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. And our hearts should be fixed in the happiness and thinking of Krishna. This is Ujjala Nilamani, chapter 14. Krishna says, "Hey, Kundavali, when I accidentally said the word Radha..." Oh, no, that's not good. This is chapter 15, Ujjala Nilamani. Vrindadevi said to Purnamasi, "Radharani gave it..." Oh, this is a... Radharani is separated from Krishna. Radharani gave a farewell embrace to the budding jasmine creeper she planted on the Yamuna's shore. She placed the farewell gift of a very beautiful diamond necklace in Lalita's hand. Radha then entered a Kadamba grove filled with the buzzing sound of bees and fainted. But she was reawakened by her Priyasakis, that means the Manjaris, chanting the name of Hari. Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika Rupa Goswami explains what is the mantra, what mantras are Radha and Krishna chanting. They're both chanting Radha and Krishna are chanting Mukhyanam and Madhuryanam. The wonderful sacred mantra Krishna chants is the name of his dearmost Radharani. Srimati Radharani's Maha Mantra is the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is Mukhyanam, this is Madhuryanam, this is everything Nam. Nam is everything, and everything is the Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra. They say Maha Mantra. MM. MM means means sweet. Madharam, Madharam, Etamangam, Mangalanam. Chant Krishna's name and you see sweetness arise in your mind, sweetness arise in your heart, and finally sweetness arise in your tongue. And you'll feel, when you chant Krishna's name, you feel some sweetness in your mouth. Jai Sri Krishna.